5 for heart and body extract.
Counting, sadly. I wish it was great news. Hate to be a negative Nancy, as they say, right at the top of America tonight. But the oil is still spilling, do you believe it, in the Gulf of Mexico, taking all kinds of twists and turns along the way. The president now trying to show up more down at the Gulf, but I think that's one of those times when you miss the boat, you know what I mean? You weren't there from the beginning, and now you're trying to backpedal a little bit, and that's pretty tough. Although, what choice does he have as the president with so many people who are fuming over what's happening, whether it's what's going on to the livelihoods or what's happening to the birds, what's going to happen to the beaches, ultimately what happens to offshore drilling. What about the people who make their living? Because this is the other side of it. The people who make their living on offshore drilling also hit the skids. And there are a lot of those people out there. In the meantime, the Senate is working on, at least some senators, on trying to up those liabilities. In other words, the cap on the liabilities, to push it harder, faster, and forward so that there's way more than $75 million, because that's what the law says now. That's how it reads, even though BP is saying they will certainly pay out everything that is legitimate. And if it is pushed, it's a weird scenario, because if it is pushed forward, it also hurts the people who have little shops. And it's not the big bad, you know, the big bad oil companies, the BPs, the Exxons, whatever. They can afford that. But it's the other companies. It's the other people who are part of the package, the drillers, the contractors, which make up a giant part of what happens in the oil business. And that's another slippery slope where, yes, you definitely have to allow for the people to get rightfully the money they should get, because BP could say, well, we're only responsible for $75 million. Of course, they're not doing that. But if you permanently lift the cap in a situation where you had a big oil company, that would be fine. But when you're talking about these other subsidiaries, ooh, that'd be a little bit shaky, to say the least. All right, my name's Kate Delaney. If you just flipped on the dial and you happen to land on this particular spot, and that's what we do here, man, I'm telling you. We do the water cooler buzz. If you land on the spot, that's what you're getting, water cooler buzz. And there's a lot of it going on across the land, including, by the way, we had some primaries where you had two big-time businesswomen who are now representing the Republicans on a ticket for governor and the Senate in the state of California. You had Blanche Lincoln, the Democrat, survive in her runoff, so she's still in the game in Arkansas. And now you have a Tea Partier, a candidate, who was part of the Tea Party movement, who will go up against Harry Reid come the midterm elections. And I think things are shaky for Harry Reid in Nevada, because of a couple of different things, including going back to health care reform. And time is ticking. We're going to see definitely the mood of this country, because I don't agree with some of the pollsters who think that we're not going to see much of a change. I do think the Scott Brown effect will be at play in November. It wouldn't be stunning to see a couple of people, in some cases, who used to be popular, actually lose their way. So I start off talking about meandering through this whole oil thing. And there is no doubt that the people in Louisiana, you know, in the Gulf Coast area, Louisiana and Alabama and Pensacola and part of Florida there and in Texas, some of them really, really need help. So where are the fundraisers? Where are the people reaching out, trying to donate here and there, trying to do something to help these folks out? Some pretty high-profile football players decided they're going to get involved, and of course they will, because they, after all, were part of the New Orleans Saints, who won the Super Bowl. And the good thing about the Saints is they know where their bed is, where their bread is buttered, because so many of those fans who probably couldn't half the time afford a ticket went out to support them during the season. So Drew Brees and Reggie Bush both trying to help out in the community there. Here's what they said.
One thing to see it on TV, and it's one thing to see it in person. And all I can say is that Louisiana State Animal Response Team and all the wildlife and fisheries organizations are doing a great job of finding these, most of them brown pelicans, but finding these birds, bringing them here, and just helping them to survive. And a lot of it is just being able to clean the oil off of them and do it in a very timely manner.
Louisiana is already part of us. You know, and obviously when things like this happen, it makes us first, want to come out and do everything we can to help and just continue to be a presence in this community, because I think it's important. And obviously when you win a Super Bowl, you know, your presence obviously rises. And so that's what we're down here to do. We're just trying to be a presence, a lending hand to the people down here. And they're going to get through it.
All right. Good for them for showing up and being there. They even actually auctioned off auctioned off a Super Bowl ring, hoping that they'd get a bunch of money that way. And you heard Drew Brees, who was first up, talk about the birds. And earlier on America Tonight, Andrea Trace from the Center for Biological Diversity in our previous hour was on and talked about that you really don't realize how bad it is because you're not seeing the true pictures of the situation with the pelicans and some of the other birds who now have been victims of the oil spill. And of course he was talking about that and the rescue efforts certainly there. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we can count. Heidi Montag, how many plastic surgeries has this woman had? Now apparently she's filed for separation. Do we really care about this? Only because we need to lighten the load, right? She was with that Spencer Pratt guy. So apparently they're on the outs, proving that you don't have to be like the Gores and be married for 40 years to want to get a divorce. You can be married for a blink of the eye and still want to get a divorce, because it's probably all for show. People are fed up with Nancy Pelosi, and some hecklers really pounced on Pelosi at a D.C. event. In fact, I happened to be flipping around, and I saw a little bit of this, but she was interrupted during a speech, and it got so heated. And you know that happens, right? But it got so heated that an aide told Pelosi, they're throwing stuff. You gotta leave. They are throwing stuff. We have got to get out of here. So, she wouldn't go. She delivered her speech over the heckling and the throwing of things. Obviously they weren't throwing tomatoes, but she said, I'm used to noise. I don't care. I'm going to stand here. She was speaking at the Campaign for America's Future conference, and it was kind of a mixed bag of people that were there. The group Code Pink had a sign in the crowd that said, stop funding Israel terror. But the protesters making the most noise were really about health care. So she tried to calm him down. Her aides tried to get her to get out of there. She wouldn't do it. And it got pretty ugly. Not as ugly as it is down at the border in Juarez and Texas. We're going to talk about that and other things coming up around the bend.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by a quarter of a million healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams. I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone our way, but I can see the fire still alight.
All right, here's a great fair or foul for you, America. Tell me what you think. Is it foul that Mexico is demanding the most transparent investigation that you could possibly imagine over the shooting of a teenager, the second time in 2 weeks, who was throwing rocks at a Border Patrol agent who, and there's more to this story, but a Border Patrol agent who ultimately shot the kid and then he died later. So Mexico's saying they're furious, and this is the problem, and this is why you can't have guns at the border, because you have somebody who's a 14-year-old who's unarmed, and he's shot and he's killed. So when I say fair or foul, certainly the Border Patrol agent, in now that this has all happened, wouldn't have wanted that to happen, wouldn't have wanted to have to pull a weapon and to have shot the teenager. But what you don't know about the story is it just is not that this was just some 14-year-old kid, ooh, he threw some rocks, is that he was being stoned practically. The way I got it from somebody in El Paso is he was getting, stoned. They were throwing so many rocks at him. So if that's happening, is it foul for him to defend himself, pull the gun out, and then hit the kid? You know, ultimately, he dies, and that part is unfortunate. But what they're saying in Mexico is this cannot happen. I mean, really, what Felipe Calderon wants is no arms whatsoever. That you wouldn't have the Border Patrol armed, which would be ridiculous, because you'd know with the drug running that's happening, they're fully loaded with automatic weapons and ready to tear into whoever they have to tear into. So that's not possible because of what you're combating at the border. I mean, you know, this was a big deal a couple of years ago when we were talking about the militias and the Minutemen militia who were going to help Border Patrol agents because they were overrun with illegal aliens. And they couldn't handle it, and there wasn't enough trained agents, and there were too many Spartan areas. Now, at Juarez, you're not talking about a desert area. Yes, there is a crazy crossing of the Rio Grande, but what's happening there is the wars, is the drug cartels, is all of the deaths. It is one of the riskiest, nastiest places that you could ever want to be in if you are a Border Patrol agent. So the kid is trying to illegally get into Texas, and they pelted the officers near downtown El Paso with these rocks. And it was at a railroad bridge crossing area. I say crossing area. It just basically linked Texas to Mexico. So Felipe Calderon is furious. He's saying that his government is going to use all resources available to protect the rights of the Mexican migrants, and that the government is pushing its rejection to the disproportionate use of force, this is his words, on the part of the U.S. on the border with Mexico. So I ask you, Calderon, what do you expect these Border Patrol officers to do? How can they operate without a weapon? And if you're being stoned, whether it's a 15-year-old, 14-year-old kid, or somebody in their 30s, 40s, whatever, the problem is, now the problem is going to be, is you've got a 40 caliber shell casing that was found near the body. So now the question becomes whether that shot was fired inside Mexico, because his body was found in Mexico. And the problem there is something that's happened before that would be against Border Patrol agents, the rules, because they're supposed to stay on the U.S. side of the border. But the video shows, according to our government, the video shows that the Border Patrol agent did not enter into Mexico, did not go there. The video also shows, you ready for this part? This is the other shoe dropping. The video also shows what looks like four Mexican officers driving to the edge of a muddy kind of area, or muddy dry beds is what they have when they don't get rain. So it's a muddy kind of dry bed area, the Rio Grande, and walking across to the U.S. side, picking up an object that you can't really see, and returning to Mexico near where the boy's body was. Gee, you think they were trying to find the shell casing to plant it? And they're not supposed to cross the border without permission either. So you got the FBI and you got Border Patrol agents who were responding to some suspected illegal immigrants being smuggled into the U.S. around 6:30, quarter of 7 on Monday night. And one of them started throwing rocks, and then the others began throwing rocks. And at least one of the rocks that was hurled, a giant rock, came from behind the agent who was kneeling down beside a suspected illegal immigrant who was laying there on the ground. And they told them clearly to stop, to back off. They would not do it. So that's when the agent said he had no choice but to fire his weapon. What was he going to do? Be killed by the rocks or injured or whatever? And they were assaulted by a lot of people. So what is the typical procedure here is for the agent, they would be on administrative leave. And there'd be an investigation. That's a normal thing that happens. And then you issue a statement. Of course, the State Department has to play nice, so they issue a statement saying they regretted the loss of life, and they're pushing all the questions to go to the FBI and the Border Patrol. And, you know, they're looking into the death of the boy. The boy who's been identified, his name is Sergio Hernandez. And he was shot once near the eye, and so they're looking at the trajectory of the bullet and all that other sort of stuff. But Mexico is furious. Felipe Calderon is furious. He really, really does not want the Border Patrol to be armed. And you had 2 weeks ago, you had somebody trying to cross who died after they were shocked with a stun gun. But this was at the San Ysidro border crossing, and that's, of course, San Diego and Tijuana. You know, and there, the San Diego Medical Examiner's Office ruled that the death was a homicide. I don't know why anyone would want to be a Border Patrol agent, because of how the rules of operating in this wicked game are in some particularly frightening areas like Juarez and El Paso. How can you possibly think that they could be unarmed with the drugs and the drug cartels, which Calderon talks about, that are going through there? You think a Border Patrol agent with a billy club and, I don't know, a stun gun and a set of wheels? How's that fight going to be against a bunch of guys who are armed with submachine guns? I mean, come on. Ridiculous is what it is. You can throw in your two cents, as I said, fair or foul. Is Calderon right to blast the Border Patrol agents? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. You can also flip me your thoughts at americatonight.net. I clearly say it's foul. I've been there with the Border Patrol agents. I've seen what it's like, and I've been in that Juarez, El Paso area. And the amount of crossings is crazy. But the time that I was there, you didn't have so much of the drug cartels and the worry of that. It was mostly people doing day jobs, even kids or older adults who were going into Texas to be housekeepers, can work on a construction project, various things. But then they were crossing back. They were paying someone like a nickel to jump on their back and be taken across the river if the river were particularly high. But now it's a much more extreme condition there in that Zaragoza Bridge area, all in and around it. And there are some sparse areas, too, by the way, where you can cross over from Juarez into El Paso. And you got the Border Patrol agent there up and down. They're trying to do everything they can. So I stand by the Border Patrol agent. I'm sure he didn't want to shoot the kid, but his life, the kid's life, you know, take more stones in the face and the eye. I don't know. 800-259-5791. This is America Tonight.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine stain-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A, aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Coming up on America Tonight, another version of We Can Count. Remember that toddler who was caught on video smoking? So sad. Down to 15 cigarettes a day, they say. There ought to be a law about the whole parenting thing. Truly, sometimes you got to just scratch your head and say, you got to be kidding me. 800-259-5791. We got them locked and loaded. A lot of people lining up. So quickly, let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, hi. I took a kind of hiatus from your show. I had some personal issues. I'm going to get into them with you another time.
Are you okay, though? It's not that.
I just have something with just...
You're okay.
The TSA, yeah. And I'm wondering if my political views are affecting it. If that's what the case is, I'm going to need your help in your show.
Okay.
Expose these people. But before I go any further, I'm so disgusted what's going on in the Gulf. But I want to talk about that. I know you got calls. Let me go. What I can't understand, you're talking about the Border Patrol agent. And you know what, Kate? You say I get frustrated. Calderon's got a set of brass you-know-what to be
saying. I know.
And listen, this is not a call about gun control, but I told you cops out there, people like Bloomberg and Calderon and these globalists, if they could take away the guns from the public officials that are allowed to keep them, they would do it. And this is just of a piece. But that's not the real reason why I called. We had the rancher killed. We've had I had to dig into my library here. I got Tom Tancredo's book, In Mortal Danger. He sent it to me when I sent a contribution to his campaign when he was still in the Congress.
I read that.
Right. And we talked about this before. We said it was going to come to this, Kate. This freaking clown, Calderon, he's looking for a civil war in this country. He knows that the Mexican people have dual loyalties, and I wonder whose side they're going to fight on now they've infiltrated the country. With everything else that we have to deal with, now we're talking about this. I wasn't there at the border, but the point is, disarm the guys. Look, I mentioned this guy many times, Alex Jones. He's got a show in Texas. He talked about how the Mexicans are taught in their schools, their history lessons, that the Southwest does not belong to them. They have been they're taught by communists, the socialists down in Texas in their school system, that the land is theirs. So here's a kid trying to invade our country, and he throws rocks at an authority figure. Kate, if me and you went down to that border and started tossing rocks at the Mexican military, we wouldn't be talking for more than 5 minutes because they'd have shot us already.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't give, not excusing what happened, but if a guy, if you're using physical force, including up to and including deadly physical force against someone, look, the guy's throwing rocks because he feels, you know what, piss on you Americans, this is my country.
Right,
I'm coming
you're
in.
Right.
And the guy was defending himself. On and on in Tom Tancredo's book, he talks about this, about how the Mexican military has come in many times, have killed American, have assisted the drug cartels. The weapons from that the drug cartels are using are coming from the Mexican military. This is unbelievable that the American people said we have a failed state. The Gulf of Mexico is in crisis, and Mexico itself has failed. And what is it going to take? You got a president that doesn't want to do anything. And I'm not even going to criticize Barack Obama, but here's what I really wanted to talk to you because it Arizona's problem is 10 times worse than New York, but my town is changing its election system from at-large voting to a cumulative voting. I don't have time to go into it, but I had an older issue of Weekly Standard that talked about my town because they felt the immigrants that were here felt they didn't have enough representation at the Board of Legislatures, so they're changing the whole system. The Bush administration's Justice Department and extending it under Obama, they filed a lawsuit for these people in town, and they're changing it. The point I'm making, America, is they're coming here and they're forcing us to change our laws, to change our language. They do not respect our country, and as this rock-throwing thug proves, they don't care. They want the country back, and they want to push us towards a freaking civil war. It just absolutely...
Well, and it shows you that the kid, like you said, is taught that, so who cares? It doesn't matter. Like you said, we wouldn't do that. Even as a kid, I wouldn't have even thought of doing that.
Right.
But yet, he doesn't care. He's not worried about it. Who cares about immigration? Who cares? Or Border Patrol? They don't know. They're just throwing the rocks, pelting the American on the other side.
And it's of a piece of, you know, we don't care about your history. We don't care. And
right.
This is the hardworking person that we want washing dishes or picking our food. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Another aspect of what's coming out. I don't know. I just happened to see this for a minute. I flicked on CNN today about in the afternoon, and it was in the little right-hand corner of the screen. It said the photos del día, the photo of the day.
Sure.
Have you noticed, America, that CNN now has the stuff, the photo of the day, was human interest stories, but now they're showing that in Spanish. Kate, I watch Spanish language. I speak Spanish. I have mm-hmm. Spanish girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
When I watch the Spanish channels here in New York, there's three major ones. They do not subtitle anything in English. But CNN is catering because in what Tom Tancredo said in his book, and he has a quote in each chapter from, you know, someone in hit from history, but he basically says here it is from Congressman Luis Gutierrez from Illinois. Quote, in America, we should always understand one principle, and that is, he who has the most votes dictates the public policy of this country, end quote. Now, that's just from his Politics of Immigration in Chapter 11. But like I told you, that's what they're doing. The Democrats, the people, the globalists, they're pushing us against them. They're trying to change our language, but they know demographics. You look down any street, you got a pregnant woman pushing a baby carriage. We're finished. I'll call you tomorrow. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Mark, sounding off on a couple of different things, including, obviously, the situation at the border, which I agree with. There's something there about the kid not respecting and not giving a crap and just throwing the rocks. I've seen the not respect thing before, but I know that how the levels and the heated exchanges that can happen, and I said this over and over again, I don't care if he thinks I'm being disrespectful because I have gotten messages to the effect of this. I really have no respect for Felipe Calderon. I do not care what he thinks of this country. I understand that we have to have relations with Mexico because of the trade. Everybody forgets about that. Forget about this drug thing, the gun thing, all that stuff. The trade back and forth. And of course, we are bordered by a third world country. But it's ridiculous how we bend over backwards for this guy. And at every twist and turn, he is willing to hammer the United States, but gladly take our money. Today I called Bank of America, and when I was put on hold, they go run through a list of things. I like to call it Bank of Mexico. And in the middle of what I had to listen to, they said something about, and if you want to send money to Mexico, call, you know, hit this number. I was like, yeah, that's it. Pretty much sums it up. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. First of all, where did this take place at down on the border?
Juarez and El Paso. It's at a bridge, oh. Paso del Norte.
So was it just the kid throwing rocks, or was it a bunch
a
of people
A whole bunch
rocks?
Of kids were there doing it, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, speaking of Calderon, and you throw a whole bunch of things just in that last 1 minute that kind of summarize the whole thing up, Kate. First of all, it is a third, Mexico is a third world country, and there's reasons why Mexico is a third world country. And we've sent tons of jobs south of there, Kate, in factories, you know, that have left the United States and gone to Mexico for the cheaper labor.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's still a third world country. Okay. And they're coming here to the United States and want to take over the United States. And guess what will happen to the United States? It will become a third world country, Kate. There's reasons, and I don't want to go into it too deep, Kate, right now, but there are reasons why Mexico is a third world country. Okay. And they don't have, obviously they've shown they have not had the ability to turn that country around, even though over the last 100 to 150 years or whatever, the United States has invested tons of, you know, not so much invested as much as tried to help out Mexico as much as they can. You know, last week or 2 weeks ago when Calderon was here with you know, him and Osama Obama there got up in front of everybody, you know, and gave their little speeches and everything, he talked about the respect that Mexico has for the United States and the United States for Mexico. How do you show people respect when you have no respect at all? You're showing no resistance at all. You're encouraging your people to cross into this country illegally. You know, I was just laughing my head off when this guy said that. I said, really? You know, respect is a mutual thing. You and I have respect for each other, Kate.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
But it's a mutual thing, and when one side's not showing it to the other, then, you know, you basically don't want to be friends, you know? And there's things that could be done down there, you know? We could just start saying, you know what? You guys want to, you don't have any respect. I mean, cry out loud. The Border Patrol is our version of our government standing there at the border. You know, it's our police unit, I guess you want to call it, down on the border, and they're throwing rocks at them. You know, that's no respect for our government at all.
Right.
You know, and that's the whole point. And Mark made a great example. You know, they're being taught this from their youth in schools down there.
Mm-hmm,
like,
that's
you don't
right.
have to respect the U.S. border. You just go up there and do, you know, go in the United States whenever you want. You know, and it's just getting to a point to where, you know, unfortunately, you know, Obama's not going to do nothing about this. I mean, anything to try to, you know, to get Mexico to try to tighten up the border on their side. You know, yeah, he might send 1,200 troops when we need 6,000 down there to try to seal the border off. But he's not going to do anything. And the only way to start doing it is just saying, you know what? Let's just bring these factories back to the United States. I mean, we do need the jobs up here. You know, let's just start making it, you know,
made in America, you know, yeah.
Yeah, you know, they just don't seem to, you know, I mean, they're not appreciative at all of anything that the United, I mean, as far as they know, America's done nothing for them. And, you know, why would somebody want to go somewhere that you have no respect for? You know, that's the part of it. If they have no respect for the United States, why do they want to come here? You know, it's just, it's just crazy.
No, I agree
but anyway,
with you.
I'd like to go, one last thing. They're talking, hey, remember I kept joking a couple weeks back, a week or so ago, about what happens if a hurricane comes, you know, while this war still going on in the Gulf?
Sure.
Well, you better, maybe you can get somebody on and ask what it'll actually do, because I'm just really curious of the projections of what it will do.
Oh, yeah, the problem is if you take the hurricanes, thanks, Don, we did have somebody on talking about it. If you take the hurricanes and the currents and put them together, then that can spell disaster, because the projections are it could go all the way around to the other side of Florida. We can count coming up next.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Caro Stove, for family emergency solutions.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Christina, listening to us in Sweden, our friends in Canada, and the boys in Spain. Also, Mark Raymore in Iraq. Thank you once again for your service, Mark, as always. He sent me something on Facebook, and he sums it up like this, saying, listening to your show here in Iraq concerning the Border Patrol agent, the justifiable shooting, and El Presidente Calderon's arrogance. We need to close the border, boycott Mexico. I pray that agent isn't prosecuted like the others that went to jail to appease Mexico. Excellent point, and that was exactly when I said fair or foul. That's the problem. It's not fair in this situation. And then you've got the arrogance, you're right, of the Mexican president to say, well, they shouldn't be armed and this isn't right and I can't stand the way my people are being treated, your people that are crawling across the border illegally. What are we supposed to do? The border should have been tightened up a long time ago, my friends, but all of us know that. And every time something is discussed about how do we move forward, how many people say, well, first we have to secure our borders. If I hear that one more time, first we have to secure our borders. Honestly, I think since I've been 10, I've heard that we have to secure our borders. So when are they going to do this? When is this going to happen in our lifetimes, in many of our lifetimes? I don't know. All right, it's time for one of my favorite segments, Roll It, Brother.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
11, 12.
About dividends and BP, just for the record, BP PLC is going to pay shareholders $2.63 billion in dividends. That's on June 21st, as investors and, of course, senators and other lawmakers are waiting to see what the company is going to decide to do about future payouts. They announced the dividend at the end of April, 1 week after the well happened in the Gulf of Mexico. It exploded, set off that oil spill that we keep talking about day after day after day. So what they were saying in Washington is they were trying to push BP to postpone the dividend for the second quarter, and they haven't announced plans yet for future dividends. They haven't said anything at all whatsoever about it. Now, holders of American Depository shares get 84 cents. That's, you know, we're talking about holders of ordinary shares get 14. So each ADS is about 6 ordinary shares. The company paid $10 billion to shareholders in 2008 and 2009. We'll see if they hold or where they go with that. How much would you pay to have lunch, if anything, with one of the top investment gurus? Yep, Warren Buffett. Each year they do this thing where they, I guess auction off is the right way to put it, a lunch with Warren Buffett. Do you know the top bid in the online auction to dine on steak with the billionaire investor has reached over $200,000? The winning bidder and up to, I guess, about 7 other people eat lunch with him on a date to be agreed upon at the Smith & Walensky Steakhouse in New York. Now, the good thing is it's all for charity, so the money goes to a non-profit charity in San Francisco that offers up meals and child care and health care and all that kind of stuff for poor and homeless people. So I think it's actually a pretty good thing. They started doing this lunch deal in 2004. The 10 auctions so far have raised almost $6 million. $6 million. Now, Buffett, who's just shy of 80 years old, is worth $47 billion, and he built his fortune, as all of us know, through Berkshire Hathaway, based in Omaha. It was insurance and investment company. He still has that very first house, Warren Buffett does. And actually, he's done a lot to help other people. I give him credit, and this is just another example of it. Because you really think he wants to go and sit and eat lunch and get whipped up on by a bunch of people? I'm going to say the answer is probably no, but it does go for a very, very good cause. So good for him. All right, we continue down the path of We Can Count. So, you know, it's about numbers. You get all that. We were talking about Mexico. How about this? 6 inmates were killed inside a Mexican prison. Yes, it's true. And the 6 inmates, that's what they're saying, had their throats cut and died. And this is, I'm telling you, the drug, you know, this has something to do with the drug cartels. I'm just so positive of it. The inmates were attacked by other prisoners when guards were in another area of the prison in the city of Culiacan. And they say the victims were in prison for homicide and illegal weapon possession. Boy, Mexico becomes scarier and scarier, doesn't it? Still not, I don't believe, the worst prison in the world. Wonder, you know, what would you say is the worst prison in the world? There's a prison in Venezuela that you wouldn't want to be caught dead in, because you probably would end up dead if you spent any time whatsoever there. And then the prison that Joran Vandersloot is going to go to in Peru is supposedly pretty bad as well. By the way, quick note on that, 35, that's the number, 35 is the maximum amount of years that Vandersloot will get for, could get, for breaking the neck of the 21-year-old girl that he hooked up with in the casino who didn't know who he was. Then he said, oh, I lost my temper and I didn't mean to do it, or whatever he said. And then they can take a half or a third off for good behavior. I'm curious. Somebody said to me today, Well, now do you think he confesses to Natalie Holloway? And originally I thought, well, I wasn't even thinking what happens in Peru, what he would get with the confession and all that stuff. But if he's getting less than 35 years, if he even did half of that time, the answer is no, he's not going to confess to that because he doesn't want to, he's not going to go to prison in the United States. I think he's going to shut his mouth and not say anything, although everybody's thinking it. We know it. We feel it. You were the prime suspect. You don't have your dad around to protect you any longer, but I doubt we're going to hear any kind of a confession. Mm. The subsea oil plumes on the list, they're found 142 miles from the rig. So 142 miles. I was looking at pictures of this this morning, and I kind of, you know, do that deal where you bookmark it. So I bookmarked it. And what the experts are saying is from the well in the Gulf of Mexico, they have confirmed the presence of kind of the low levels of oil right below the surface. So you have Noah, who is confirming that you've got the subsurface oil. And they've been working on this actually for a while to try to figure out what was going on. But it is the first confirmation of undersea oil near the blown-out well, mile beneath the ocean. They were playing down the possibility of undersea flumes before, if you remember, and you know, you heard what I said, your nautical miles are different, so we're talking about 142 nautical miles southeast of the wellhead, because they've been sampling the water and from the surface and then on down, and the oil is at a very low concentration, around 0.5 parts per million, I guess. If there's any good news in that, that's probably the good news. Because undersea oil depletes the oxygen that's in the water, and it threatens, like, clams or crabs or eels or shrimp that we've been talking about, jellyfish, which I'm not so worried about jellyfish. But, you know, any of the sea life there. And they finally have that number. BP has sprayed about 1 million gallons of chemical dispersant on oil at the ocean surface and wellhead that causes the oil to either dissipate or sink to the ocean floor. So this is just, you know, this is just catch as catch can. Learning on the job, that's what's really, honestly, that's what's happening here day in and day out in day 51 of BP. All right, despite all the things that we've been talking about, not all of them negative, we still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Thank God every day you live in the good old USA, even if you're having a bad one. Remember, you can always get back up on that horse and go around that carousel, reach out and grab the brass ring.